We've heard the Murray Bridge Mayor, Brenton Lewis, will be stepping down later this year, but Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks, plans to run another term. He joins me now to discuss his bid, as well as a number of announcements for the region. Hi there, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning, Jenny. How are you? And good morning to your listeners.
So you're keen for one more term?
Yes, I'd like to do one more term. I've had one term of 4 years as a councillor and then two terms as mayor, which I've thoroughly enjoyed and love the work, and I've always thought if my health was good and I'm enjoying it and people would like me to keep doing it, I would love to keep doing it. It's just great being out there amongst all of our community. We're so diverse and such a beautiful area and lovely people to work with. There's always something happening. There's always something interesting and things to attend to. And we've achieved, thanks to COVID, we've received a lot of money in grants over the last 2 years. We've got some major projects underway that we'd still like to see finished. Some of those will take a couple of years before they're complete. And I think also, we need to start to focus on our core business and get down to not focus on some of these big projects so much anymore. Now they're underway, start to work on some of the smaller everyday things that our community really appreciate and want done, like, you know, footpaths and curbing and roadworks and lots of the normal stuff that we normally should be doing. And it's a challenge because we've got such a big area to do, but I think we should be concentrating on that and maybe try to reduce some of our, not that we're in a serious situation at all, our debt to asset ratio is very good, but it'd be nice to start to work on reducing our debt. When you look at the way inflation is starting to take off a little bit, and you know, you get to think about, well, the next thing will be interest rates. So it's time to sort of have a look at that.
And just reflecting on your time so far in council, particularly as mayor, any proud achievements over that time?
Oh, look, we've achieved some great things. I would say one thing that's been, it may not appear to everybody, it does, but one thing that's a huge benefit to our region is the new Goolwa Secondary College, the high school in Goolwa. It serves the community of Goolwa and the surrounding area, obviously, with secondary education, but it takes the pressure off of Eastern Fleurieu in Strath, Mount Compass Area School and Victor Harbour High, because the kids were having to travel to those schools for secondary education. What we've achieved in the standard of the school is superb. We're doing a lot of work in Strathalbyn with the streetscape and Mount Compass, beautiful playgrounds in some of our towns. We've achieved a lot. We've got a good focus on the environment and caring for our environment and working with, we're getting a lot of good tourism input into the region. But, you know, we've got to look after one of the prime parts of the income and character of the area is our primary production, our farming activities, whether that be vineyards or dairy farms or vegetables or whatever. It's just broad spread, and it's very special, and that's one of the reasons people come here. Apart from the coast and the river, it's just a beautiful countryside, and we've got to really look after that and keep that pristine like it is now.
Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks, is with us. I hear there's a drop-in session this evening at the Strath Library. If anyone's interested in hearing about the Lot 10 Master Plan, what is the Lot 10 Master Plan?
So Lot 10, Langhorne Creek Road, is a substantial piece of land that council has owned for many years. It's currently used for cropping. We lease it out. And then, of course, also have the Model Aircraft Club have a small section of it which they use. They've got club rooms there. So we've been looking at this for a number of years as a sporting precinct. We've got the Oval, of course, in Strathalbyn. I know the Show Society are limited with what the events that they can do on the Oval. And then you've got basketball and lots of other sporting groups, and then the Harness Racing Club, all looking at a better facility that they can all use. And the idea being to have the facility designed in such a way that it's got shared use so that the club room can be used by multiple groups and things like that. So we've been having sessions with all the sporting groups and people in the Show Society and the Harness Racing Club and others that are interested. We've got a drop-in session where members of the community can come in and have a look at what they've been talking about so far and what the input's been, and discuss the project and and give us their ideas as well.
Great. So 6:15 this evening at the Strath Library, or you can online, alexandrina.sa.gov.au. Next month, we'll be hearing a lot more about cat bylaw changes through the Alexandrina region, a public consultation commencing. What's the idea, trying to keep cats from destroying wildlife?
That's really what is behind it. It's trying to, a couple of other councils around the place have adopted them. It's a long process. It's aimed at responsible ownership of cats, and mainly keeping them from roaming at night or even during the day. But I think the idea is to have the cats on a leash or to contain them within your property and limit the number of cats unless you're a breeder. There's a whole raft of regulations they're looking at as part of it. At this stage, it's been... the guidelines have been approved to go out for public consultation throughout May and June. It is important to know that it is just consultation at this stage. It's not actually, it's not a bylaw yet. So we'll need to look at what the input we get from the community, whether they want us to go ahead and adopt a bylaw or whether they want to leave things as they are.
Or I suppose which way you go with it, like, you know, taking a leaf out of Mount Barker's book and just having a curfew, or the hills where there's a ban 24/7 from going outdoor on, you know, without a leash or something like that. So I'm sure there's a few different factors to consider.
Yeah, look at all the options. It's all about consultation. Get the options from the community, see what they at large really would like to see done, and then we can bring that back to council with a report and make a decision.
And TIXA, Top Tourism Awards, you're keen to get a few people voting for some beautiful towns in the Alexandrina region.
We are. We're very fortunate. We've got 11 towns in our council area, like Strathalbyn, Goolwa, Langhorne Creek, all these places, Mount Compass. But Goolwa and Langhorne Creek have both been nominated for as finalists in the Top Tourism Award for 2022. The awards recognise towns within South Australia that are delivering amazing visitor experiences and are committed to working collectively to increase visitation to their region. And Langhorne Creek particularly are doing an extremely good job there, and Goolwa has for many years. You can go on to the council website and follow the link and put your vote in and vote for your favourite one of the two. As many people as possible to vote, so we get one of them becomes a winner. If not, we want to be better than the finalists, we want to win.
Excellent. Well, lovely to talk to you today, Mayor Keith Parks. Hope you have a lovely one, and talk to you next time.
Thanks, Jenny. All the best. It's nice talking to you, and everybody out there, stay safe, and talk to you soon.
And something we didn't get a chance to mention there is the grant rounds that are open for some categories: community events, local heritage, vibrant communities, arts and culture, all closing on the 30th of April. So that's just in a few days if you're an organisation keen to get a bit of cash from the Alexandrina Council. Youth sponsorship closes the 31st of May.